Welcome to the Digital Flight Podcast, your flight plan to the evolving digital economy. How do digital trends impact you, your organization, and your industry? Deep dive into these questions with Dr. Brian Lambert as he helps you avoid the turbulence and explore the highs and lows of transformation, innovation, and execution.
Real quick, one quick favor to ask from you. There's one simple way that you can support our show, and that is by hitting that follow-up button on this app you're listening to this show on right now. The only free thing I'll ask from you is that you hit the follow or like button on this app. That helps us more than I could articulate, and it really allows us to keep doing what we're doing here. I really appreciate it.
Digital Flight 71, runway transformation right, cleared for takeoff, dynamic 220.
Cabin is secure for departure.
Fasten your seatbelts. The Digital Flight Podcast takes off now.
Let's take a journey back to the mid-19th century, to the windswept beaches of Brittany, France. Here, among the endless rhythm of waves and the cries of seabirds, a tale of audacious dreams and the dawn of flight begins to unfold. Our story centers on a man named Jean-Marie Lebris, a sea captain by trade, but a pioneer by nature. Captain Lebris, like many before and after him, gazed up at the birds soaring effortlessly above and dreamed of joining them in the boundless sky. It was the albatross, that majestic glider of the oceans, that particularly captured Lebris. He observed them closely, marveling how they angled their long wings to catch the sea breezes, staying aloft for hours with barely a flap. In a small workshop, lit by the flickering glow of lanterns, Lebris began his ambitious project. He constructed a glider, a daring and innovative design inspired by his feathered friends. He named it L'Albatros Artificial, the Artificial Albatross. Lebris was not a man to be deterred by skepticism or the bounds of current thinking. He envisioned a test as audacious as his invention, to launch his glider with the help of a horse galloping along the beach. A day marked by a brisk sea breeze, the stage was set. Lebris took his place aboard the glider, his heart raced with anticipation and perhaps even a flicker of fear. A horse, strong and steadfast, was harnessed to the contraption. At a signal, the horse surged forward, pulling the glider along the sandy shore. And then a miraculous moment. The artificial albatross took flight. For a very few brief, exhilarating seconds, Lebris soared. He experienced the very dream that had actually driven him, the dream to be an albatross. Though the flight was short and powered only by the wind and 1 horsepower, it was a monumental leap in the pursuit of human flight. Jean-Marie Lebris and his artificial albatross had proven that controlled, heavier-than-air flight was indeed within reach. As we stand on the shoulders of such giants, looking up at our modern sky filled with aircraft, we can remember the daring, the dreams, and the relentless pursuit of the impossible that brought us here. From the breezy beaches of Brittany to the skies of the world, the spirit of flight lives on in today's digital transformation. First Officer Taylor, that's a great question. At first glance, a 19th century sea captain building a glider might not seem that close to our world of digital transformation. But the essence of Lebris' story is the essence of innovation in any era. The relentless pursuit of a seemingly impossible dream. Lebris' quest to mimic the flight of birds represents early disruptive innovation. Just as he observed and learned from nature to advance aviation, today we learn from both the natural world and our predecessors to drive digital innovation. His approach mirrored the modern concept of biomimicry.
Captain,
in design and AI, where we seek
Please
to emulate natural efficiencies in digital systems. That's why our AI friends, the robots that are being created, are often in humanoid form. Furthermore, the story of the artificial albatross is a powerful metaphor for the digital transformation journey. Libri faced skepticism and technical limitations, just as we experience doubts and barriers in the realm of digital innovation. His brief but groundbreaking flight reminds us that initial successes in technology might actually be fleeting or limited or very small, yet they pave the way for the monumental future advancement. In other words, he had to redefine what definition of good looks like. In this case, good was progress. Good was along the beach for just a few seconds. The story matters to us as digital pilots because it embodies the spirit of exploration and resilience. In the digital era, we often venture into uncharted territory, whether it's blockchain, AI, or even quantum computing. Libri's courage to test new ideas and learn from failures is a lesson in perseverance and innovation for us all. His approach was methodical, it was precise, and an early embodiment of the meticulousness we value in today's digital innovation. Libri was a digital pilot as much as he was a pilot of the artificial albatross. Why do I say that? Not only was he precise, he was also proactive. That's a trait that we hold in very high regard in the digital world. He didn't just dream, he acted. Building a glider with wings that changed angles, he solved problems through trial and error. That practice mirrors our iterative design processes and agile methodologies of today. Then there's the pioneering spirit. Facing skepticism and technical constraints, Libri achieved a brief, unpowered flight. This moment, fleeting yet groundbreaking, is a testament to the power of pushing boundaries, a mentality that resonates deeply with us as digital pilots. In our digital transformations, we too must seek to understand complex systems. They're like the albatrosses of our era. AI, blockchain, speed of compute, cache. We apply precision in coding, design, strategy. We are proactive, constantly iterating in fast-paced environments. In Libri, we are pioneering, navigating uncharted territories of the digital landscape. This story is also a vivid reminder that the principles of innovation are timeless. The same qualities that drove Libri to test his artificial albatross inspire us today as we architect the digital future. His story urges us to embrace precision in our designs, be proactive in our strategies, and maintain a pioneering spirit in our endeavors. The path of digital transformation is strewn with challenges like those Libri faced. His success, albeit brief, led to a future he never saw, a world where flight is commonplace. Similarly, our endeavors today in digital transformation and technology might set the foundation for a future we can barely even imagine.
Digital Flight 71, Transformation Tower. Confirm data as your in-flight map for spotting opportunities and smoothing your digital path. Copy.
Roger that, Transformation Tower. We'll explore the forces of digital transformation in order to reach our final destination safely. Over. Looking back on the fascinating story of Jean-Marie Libri and his revolutionary project with the artificial albatross, we can't help but think and be amazed by the incredible bravery and the pioneering spirit that actually motivated him. Think about this. In the middle of Brittany's sandy coast, he tried to emulate it. Albatross soaring and flying with just canvas, metal, and pure will. An astonishing adventure of human flight was made possible by his innovations. The core of this idea, which takes place at the beach in the 1900s, lays the foundation of the digital landscape of the 21st century. It's very similar to the opportunities and problems that organizations encounter today. Libri's pioneering attitude is echoed in the urge to innovate in this age of extraordinary digital technology evolution to enhance our own understanding and our own organizations via digital transformation. For all of this historical value, the artificial albatross is best understood as a metaphor for the evolutionary path that digital innovation has taken, not only in the aviation industry, but in all industries. Modern organizations like Labrie need to keep an eye on the digital horizon. They need to be prepared to use data, to use real-time analysis, to get inputs, to use trial and error, to test and to learn, and augment that with artificial intelligence, machine learning, and making adaptations quickly based on the needs and skills of team members. To take the plunge into digital transformation, we need to have a vision similar to Labrie's, who looked to the stars for his future. To stay ahead of the competition and achieve new levels of efficiency, customer happiness, and market leadership, teams today must navigate the enormous digital ecosystems in order to find and innovate possibilities. Organizations like Labrie, who are at the forefront of digital transformation, must be willing to try new things and not be afraid of the difficulties that come with incorporating new ideas or new technology. A company might soar smoothly towards its objectives with the help of cloud computing, with blockchain or technologies like smart data analytics or AI, or they might stumble and trip.
Passengers, today we're navigating the world of data and information. Brace for some in-depth learning. Don't forget, hit subscribe for more insights. Thank you.
The key is to adjust our strategies to harness the broad digital currents. Our organizations may achieve development and success in unexplored places, much like the albatross moves its wings to exploit the wind's force. We can get there if we follow the trends and if we follow the actual innovations being brought by our teams. Looking back to the artificial albatross, we see a striking resemblance to the core of innovation in the field of digital transformation. In this context, the idea of lift acts as the uplifting force that propels your organization beyond traditional boundaries, enabling you and your teams to soar to new realms of efficiency and innovation and market reach. Lift is generated through the idea of harnessing new technologies, data analytics, and AI, much like how an airplane leverages aerodynamic principles to rise above the ground. This lift, this force of innovation, elevates organizations to higher levels of performance and competitive advantage, defining the trajectory of digital transformation. For example, the successful use of data enables organizations to overcome conventional limitations and achieve unprecedented heights, just as aerodynamic forces were harnessed to defy gravity. Three vital advantages in our digital transformation path are revealed by the innovation demonstrated by Labrie. First, to start with, let's take a look at the idea of collecting data. It's really important to have accurate and precise data. The importance of obtaining that quality, relevant data cannot be overstated. This is analogous to how Labrie's meticulous study of bird flight greatly influenced his attempts at flying. Precision data sets, they provide the actual ingredients we need, the basis for trustworthy insights, which powers effective digital endeavors and breakthroughs. The significance of making decisions based on that data is another critical element of Labrie's work. Solid data-backed methods should lead our journeys into digital transformation, just as Labrie educated his tests with flying. Organizations can wisely and quickly react to the constantly changing digital environment thanks to this method, making decisions based on data, taking a data-driven approach, which also guarantees better decision-making in groups, removing bias and groupthink. Finally, innovation is a rallying cry for discovery, especially in the realm of our data landscape. We are inspired to explore the uncharted realms of our data, much like Labrie did with his artificial albatross, which he sent into the unknown in an effort to dominate the sky. Unlocking new possibilities, spurring the production of pioneering solutions, and defining the future of industries and markets are all dependent on the investigation of data and also being curious to innovate. The significance of adopting new technology is becoming more and more obvious as we progress further into the digital era. Cloud computing, the Internet of Things, and blockchain are examples of revolutionary technology that modern organizations face, just like LeBrie did when he redefined the possibilities of flying. Instead of being just new tools, these innovations form the foundation of a drastically changed operational environment and customer value delivery paradigm. Similar to how LeBrie used analytics to comprehend flying, data analytics play an equally important function. In today's digital world, organizations may get priceless insights into consumer habits, industry trends, internal processes by collecting and analyzing massive volumes of data. This level of analytical proficiency allows organizations to confidently and precisely navigate the complicated market, similar to how a pilot needs to understand aerodynamics. Finally, the incorporation of AI exemplifies the revolutionary power of digital technology. In this setting, AI is similar to an advanced airplane navigation system. It optimizes company operations, customizes interactions with customers, and makes remarkably accurate predictions about future trends. Embedding AI into company plans is a giant leap for growth, innovation, and operational excellence. Captivating storyline for the path of digital transformation may be derived from the innovative spirit of Jean-Marie LeBrie and his astounding venture into human flight. The concept of digital innovation providing the lift that propels organizations to new heights of success, efficiency, and leadership are critical ingredients of today's digital success. In the spirit of the artificial albatross, and the unyielding determination of its inventor, let's take these lessons of accuracy, investigation, and decision-making with us as we navigate the digital landscape. To succeed as a digital pilot in today's complicated and expansive landscape, we have to have a firm grasp of the function of data and information. Data accuracy and precision, data-driven decision-making, and innovation through data exploration are three pillars upon which digital elevation rests, as we saw with the LeBrie albatross story. First, let's talk about precise and reliable data. As with the digital pilot's knowledge of coordinates and altitudes, digital data, precision, and reliability are essential. As with the traditional pilot's knowledge of coordinates and altitudes, digital data precision and reliability are essential for safe navigation in the digital age. The proximity of two or more measures to one another, that's known as precision, whereas the proximity of a measurement to its actual value is known as accuracy. For a digital pilot, making sure the data is both correct and exact is crucial because it becomes the basis for trustworthy insights, which in turn provide the basis for choices, plans, and innovation. Accurately charting the course of digital transformation requires this degree of data quality granularity. Second, data-driven decision-making is like a North Star that helps digital pilots stay afloat in the corporate world's stormy skies. Rather than relying just on gut feelings or first impressions, data-driven decision-making requires analyzing relevant data. It entails making strategic decisions, mitigating risks, and anticipating market developments by utilizing massive volumes of data at our disposal. Being able to confidently guide our organizations towards success, as digital pilots, we must master data-driven decision-making. This involves making educated decisions that match with the company's objectives and market realities. The third area that we can explore and lean on from the Labrie Albatross story is innovation by data. Innovation by data. The digital environment is full of unexplored territory waiting to be discovered. Digital pilots may set sail on these journeys through innovation in data and in data management and data research. This necessitates digging into data in search of previously unseen patterns, possibilities, and insights in order to get answers that might lead to game-changing goods, services, and processes. It's important to think beyond the box and ask new questions. For digital pilots, innovation by exploring data reflects the daring attitude necessary to push limits, discover new possibilities, and eventually pioneer change. Essential lessons for a digital pilot include data accuracy, precision, data-driven decision-making, and this idea, data-driven innovation. Being able to master these three things requires more than simply knowing what they are. It also means realizing how valuable they are for navigating the digital landscape. They help you find your way. They help you make educated judgments. And they help you uncover uncharted territories. They're like telescopes, maps, and equipment all in one. Digital pilots can chart a path to success by concentrating on these informational and data elements, striving for advancements, and the fulfillment of your own career goals. Let's get more specific with an example. Netflix is a streaming service. The company collects massive amounts of data about viewers, preferences, watch history, and search habits. The Netflix recommendation engine is a stellar example of data precision and accuracy. They must ensure this data is accurate and exact because that data allows them to tailor recommendations to individual users with astonishing accuracy. This precision keeps users engaged and reduces churn, which is a crucial factor in their business model. Netflix shows that high quality, precise data is key to understanding and serving customers better. Next, let's look at data-driven decision-making. Netflix's decision to transition from DVDs to streaming and then into content creation was heavily influenced by data analytics. They analyzed trends in user behavior and content consumption, which showed a growing preference for streaming. This data-driven insight prompted them to invest in streaming technology and later in ongoing original content creation. And this revolutionized the entertainment industry. As you can see, data-driven decisions can lead to groundbreaking strategic pivots, as demonstrated by Netflix's evolution. Finally, innovation through data exploration. Netflix didn't stop at streaming. They started producing that content, that original content. But here's where it gets interesting. They use their vast data on viewer preferences to determine what shows would likely be successful. This led to shows like House of Cards and Stranger Things, which were conceived based on data insights about genres, actors, plot themes, and things that would be popular among their viewers. Did you catch? They created shows that their users would find interesting based on the data and insight. That's a great example of exploring and innovating with data that can lead to creative solutions and even new avenues for growth and revenue, much like Netflix's foray into original content. So what steps can you take as a digital pilot to help organizations, industries, and more importantly, your peers and teams make better use of data to make those data-driven decisions, to innovate through data exploration, and to be precise and accurate in the data that they use. Let's have a look. Let's take a look at the practical things you can do to improve your digital trip by applying these strong, basic ideas from these examples. First, enforce accuracy and precision in data. Start by performing a thorough assessment of your current data. Check the data for errors and gaps. It might sound basic, but understanding the quality of your data is critical. You could create a governance framework. Put in place a data governance framework to establish criteria about what is correct, what is precise at your organization. It can look at data collection, storage, processing, dissemination, all of these things, all of these steps in the data governance framework, they probably need explicit policies. You have to make sure everybody's on the same page. You can also use technology. You can automate the cleaning and validation of data with the help of data management and quality tools. Remember, it's simpler to preserve high quality data with the use of technologies and stay on top of it as you go than trying to clean it up later. When you try to clean it up later, there's duplication, there's dependencies, and there's a lot more mistakes. The second thing you can do is practice making decisions based on data. What are you doing on a daily basis to establish a data culture? Make it a point to cultivate an organizational culture that recognizes the importance of data. Get everyone on the team to stop relying on their gut feelings and start using data to inform their decisions. You could resource analytics platforms. Make sure your company has cutting-edge analytics software and they know how to use it. Your staff has to make better decisions. Do they have the tools to make those decisions? Do they have the skills to be able to analyze that data? The third thing you can do is review data insights together on a regular basis. Establish a pattern of reviewing dashboards and reports on data and analytics. Not only will you be abreast of current trends and patterns, but you'll also be able to spot problems much more quickly. And finally, the third thing you can do, put into practice, is around that idea of data-driven innovation, using the data to identify new categories or new problems to solve. So some things you can do there are inspire a spirit of inquiry, encourage people to ask questions. Curiosity is the mother of invention. Therefore, encourage people to think beyond the box and discover new things. You can organize data hackathons or brainstorming sessions where staff from various departments can work together to investigate data sets. By bringing together different experts from different fields, you can find fresh perspectives and different answers. You could fund a data lab like an innovation hub or a center of excellence to create new data models, analytics methods, or even explore new technologies. The development of novel data applications can speed up and create an experimental environment where innovation is rewarded. As a digital pilot, you may successfully adopt these elements of data-driven decision-making, innovation through data exploration, being precise, by keeping in mind that this is an ongoing process. It's never really quite done. You're going to have to adapt. You're going to have continual learning. You'll have to keep innovating, and you have to keep pushing. And this is important because as a digital pilot, you are responsible for integrating digital strategy and technology. It's like taking flight into the vast, occasionally turbulent skies, digital transformation, just like the early aviators and early pilots. As we have discussed these reasons why innovation is necessary for a transformation, we looked at different ways in which the ever changing landscape of digital innovation can push your organization to new heights. We also looked at how the rise of innovation are driven by data that's precise and accurate, by data-based decisions, and by the discovery of new digital frontiers. No one idea is more representative of the pioneering spirit than Jean-Marie Libri's artificial albatross. The foundation of reliable insights is accurate and exact data. And I shared that with a few examples, including Netflix. So as we explore these areas and the impact of data and information on innovation, let's take a look at what critical aspect of digital transformation means in today's context. And that critical realization that you must have as a digital pilot is to embrace data as the engine of transformation. Embrace data as the engine of transformation. When you do that, data goes from being an auxiliary component, a waste byproduct, if you will, to becoming a fundamental aspect of how your organization plans and carries out its operations. With a data culture, it's all about developing a deep comprehension of data's capabilities and what's it saying. And you can incorporate that into every decision and push boundaries of the ability to serve your customers and generate new ideas. In that type of culture, data becomes a dynamic driving force that your organization leverages to stay ahead. It becomes a critical core component of your strategy, not just an afterthought. This requires you to make data the central focus in your initiatives. By starting small, you can then foster a data-driven project, which then becomes a data-driven program. And that leads to a data-driven culture. Data no longer serves only as data in this age of digital transformation. It's the guiding light, the driving force. It's the flying wing that will take you and your organization to new heights. Creating that data-centric culture is one of the most important things that you can do as a digital pilot in your organization. The ability to precisely collect, evaluate, act upon data with understanding is fundamental to propelling an organization forward, just like the force of lift is essential for an airplane ascent. As a digital pilot, it's not enough to just make sure data is accurate and reliable. You must also promote that culture inside your organization, and you must yourself value data-driven decision. This change in perspective goes beyond just embracing new technologies or building a business case. It permeates the very fabric of the organization. It gives you the tools you need to use data to your advantage in all areas of your organization, at the growth side and on the operational side, despite the changes and challenges in the digital era. As digital pilots working to integrate digital strategies and technologies into your organization, you have to keep exploring new digital avenues and possibilities. Remember, as a digital pilot, you must be precise, proactive, and pioneering. And now it's time for today's pioneering perspective. The pioneering perspective is something I really want you to reflect on. For this episode,
you will
it's
now be going
adapt
through the podcast
and thrive.
And serving your pioneering
adapt
perspective.
And thrive. Embracing the spirit of adaptation is not just advisable, it's imperative. Just as Jean-Marie Libri looked to his albatross and saw not just a bird, but a blueprint for human flight, you too can look at the digital landscape and see infinite possibilities. But recognizing these possibilities is just the first step. The real journey begins with the commitment to adapt, to continuously evolve your skills, your perspectives, and strategies, in response to the ever-changing digital environment. To thrive in this landscape, you must be willing to step out of your comfort zone and challenge status quo. This means actively seeking out new technologies, embracing data-driven decision-making, and fostering a culture of continuous learning. It's also about being curious, being willing to experiment, and learning from both successes and failures. Adaptation is not just about survival. It's about thriving. It's about seizing opportunities to lead and to innovate. It's about understanding that doors are open in the digital age, and most successful pilots are those who can navigate through turbulence and agility with foresight. So take this pioneering spirit to heart. Adapt and thrive. That's your pioneering perspective. Let it be your mantra as a pilot to your organization. Through the complexities of digital transformation, armed with the knowledge that in adaptation lies the keys to unlocking your full potential. Remember, the ability to adapt is what transforms challenges into opportunities. It's also what allows you just to be successful, and not just to get by, but to shape the future. So as you move forward, let this principle, adapt and thrive, guide your journey. To help you with that, here's a call to action. What I want you to do, digital pilots, is dive deep into this spirit of curiosity and courage that you saw from Jean-Marie Libri. Just as he harnessed the principles of nature to attempt the many things that people thought were impossible, you too can drive forward by encouraging yourself, your peers, your colleagues to be an explorer, to be a pioneer, and to adopt that pioneering mindset, to question status quo, to pursue new ideas, to test new concepts, and create an environment where innovation and innovative thinking is not just welcome, but it's the cornerstone of collective efforts. Challenge each other to think creatively, to fail forward, and to learn from every experiment. It may seem risky today to do these things because you might seem different. But just as early innovators learned with each attempt that they could be successful by looking at success not as the final outcome, but defining success as, are we making progress? Are we making progress? Are we making progress? Let your collective ambition to adapt and thrive be the wind beneath your organization's wings, propelling you forward to new heights of success. This is your moment to lead by example, to inspire a culture of resilience and innovation, and to make a lasting impact. Let's take flight together, pioneering a future where we all adapt and thrive. Remember, you can reach out through our social media platforms, email, or directly on our podcast. Remember, this podcast is not just a one-way transmission. It's the open sky for dialogue, learning, and growth. So keep those feedback and ideas coming. These are essential in shaping the future episodes of Digital Flight. I want to ensure that each episode meets your needs and answers your most pressing questions. Now it's time for the Digital Flight Throttle Up. At the end of every podcast episode, we throttle up. I like to end this with the throttle up as a call to action, a spark to ignite our collective ambition. Remember, the journey ahead is not just about reaching a destination. It's about the transformation we undergo along the way. We touch lives, and the legacy we leave behind is important. So as a digital pilot, remember to be precise. Accuracy and attention to detail are crucial as you navigate through complex environments. Be proactive. Anticipate what needs to be done. Actively seek and address challenges and opportunities. And be pioneering. Embrace change and innovation. Look for ways to advance and evolve in the digital journey. Until next time, stay brave, stay curious, and above all, stay pioneering.